It's Wednesday, January 15, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbian. The Education, Arts and Culture Ministry announced that 12,031 candidates representing 29.5% qualified for the Senior Secondary Certificate Advanced Subsidiary level for this year. Minister Anna Esther Nyipondoka highlighted significant improvements, describing the process as a positive step for the future of the education system. Executive Director in MOE, Sanet Steenkamp.
I am quite pleased. There is definite improvement. There is clear evidence that as a collaborative, as a collective, you know, teachers, learners, parents, and ministry as a whole work towards implementing specific strategies for the improvement of results. So I'm quite happy.
In the interim, the Secretary General of the Trade Union Congress, Mahangoro Kaviwa, states that while there has been some slight improvement, the education system requires further action.
We need to do more to ensure that we move with the quality of education and we produce quality symbols. So the support of the teachers is a call that we have been calling all along, where we are calling the ministry to develop a policy on a continuous development of teachers. A policy that could be costed, the funds could be advanced towards it. And unlike the current ad hoc activities that is being called or classified to be professional development or interest training that have been carried out, which are not been making a huge impact on the teachers.
No explosives were detected at Hosea Kutako International Airport following a bomb scare, according to George Matruis of the Civil Aviation Authority. Security checks confirmed the area was safe, while the individual behind the false allegations is under police custody. Airport's company spokesperson Dan Kamati.
Following the swift action by stakeholders, the flight was cleared and the airport was reopened for normal operations. NAC reiterates that airport security and safety are the responsibilities of all stakeholders and that any threats to the safety and security of the airport and its operations will be dealt with decisively and accordingly.
To South Africa now, where Gauteng's provincial legislature's Community Safety Committee has urged immediate action on school safety as schools reopen today. The committee has demanded urgent implementation of school safety measures outlined in the focused intervention study. The report highlights violence and weapons in schools. Chairperson Bandile Masuku says the departments have until 28 February to report progress. To Zimbabwe, where the ruling party ZANU-PF is advocating for a 2-year extension to President Emmerson Mnangagwa's term, prolonging his tenure until 2030. A party spokesperson announced on Tuesday. Reuters says no specifics were provided regarding the mechanisms to achieve this, including whether constitutional amendments would be necessary. Zimbabwe's constitution restricts the presidency to 2 5-year terms, with Mnangagwa's current and final term set to conclude in 2028. To the United States, where a report has been released detailing the Justice Department's case against President-elect Donald Trump. Former Special Prosecutor Jack Smith had prepared a 4-count indictment accusing Mr. Trump of plotting to obstruct the collection and certification of votes in the 2020 elections, which had to be dropped as he is about to be president again. Caroline Malone has more for us from Washington.
Report links Mr. Trump to the events that day that led to 5 deaths. A critical takeaway from Smith's conclusions is there would be enough evidence to convict Donald Trump. But it's just 6 days to go now until the president-elect is inaugurated back into the White House. As such, the Department of Justice dropped the case so as not to prosecute a sitting president.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.